أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي خلقكم من طين ثم قضى أجلا وأجل مسمى عنده ثم أنتم تمترون. وهو الله في السماوات وفي الأرض يعلم سركم وجهركم ويعلم ما تكسبون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses number 2 and 3 of Surah Al-An'am. In the first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Allah ta'ala's creation of the skies and the earth, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creating dhulumat, darknesses and noor. And yet seeing all of this, the disbelievers still equate partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. After speaking about what the ulama term as Alamul Kabir, the major, the superior Alam universe, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Alamul Kabir Saghir, and that is the small little universe, and that is you and I, that from head to toe we find a definite structure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put into place, and a definite system that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had put into place. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the brain, the heart, the blood, the lungs, and everything is a movement of its own. It is a structure of its own. It is a system of its own. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again calls us to recall the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat and the perfection of Allah ta'ala. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن طِينٍ ثُمَّ قَضَى أَجَلًا. It is He, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created you from teen. He created you, O insan, from clay, from the earth, from sand. It comes in a narration that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, before the creation of Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam onto this earth. The earth, the universe was already in existence. And then from the different parts of the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam to bring the sand, the different sands of the earth. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put all of that together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mixed it with water. And from there, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. On this, our ulama-i kiram say, that is why we will find people of different features, people of different complexions, colors. Otherwise, there is no difference between insan and insan. And hence, Allah ta'ala also reminds us that look at your humble beginnings. You've come from sand in originality, in the form of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, from your forefather. Then go to your own beginnings, that it was despicable water that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used for your creation, your immediate creation. And in that way, insan is supposed to think about how meager, how insignificant insan is. And then look at your end. You go into your qabr and then your body begins to decompose. And that is really something that a man, a human needs to think about, that it is not supposed to bring pride into us, the deen that Allah has given us, the iman that Allah has given us, the intellect that Allah has given us, and all of that. That is not supposed to bring pride and for us to become boastful and arrogant. But we just see these two aspects, our beginning and our end. And that is sufficient for us to realize that there is only one Allah. He is the greatest. He is the most superior. ثُمَّ قَضَى أَجَلًا. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala determined a time. What time is Allah Ta'ala speaking about? Now this is again the beauty of the Quran Sharif, that Allah Ta'ala spoke about Al-Alimul Kabir, Alimul Saghir, Alamul Kabir, Alamul Saghir. Now Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about Qiyamat-e-Saghir, and Allah Ta'ala speaks about Qiyamat-Kabir. What is Qiyamat-e-Saghir? Thumma qada ajala. That insan, Allah Rabbul Izzat has determined the time. The time that when we are going to leave this world, that has been determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have absolutely no knowledge about how long we are going to be on this earth. We have absolutely no knowledge how long our children, our parents, our spouses are going to be on this earth. Nobody has knowledge about anyone else. That is known to Allah. Allah had determined it. So that is, in other words, a little qiyamah that takes place for us. Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. That person that dies, then his qiyamah has started. Why is qiyamah has started? Amal has come to an end now, and then the questioning of the qabr, and then it is all with regards to the barzakh, and it is with regards to the akhirat. Thereafter Allah says, wa ajalum musamman indahu. And then the time has been fixed by Allah Rabbul Izzat. The time has been ascertained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been appointed by Allah ta'ala. Now here Allah ta'ala speaks about the great qiyamah that is going to take place. The small little qiyamah, insan will not have knowledge. Allah ta'ala gave this knowledge to the malaika because they will fulfill the hukam of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But with regards to qiyamah, even the malaika would not know when is qiyamah coming. The Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam did not know. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the person that questioned him about qiyamah, Jibreel alayhi salam, is not more knowledgeable than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is not more knowledgeable than him insofar as the coming of qiyamah is concerned. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us directly to the final destination that all of us have to go through. One is our mouth, and the other, qiyamah, is going to come. Thumma antum tamtarun. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then, O insan, thereafter you are in doubt. One is you have the knowledge of death, you see it happening all the time. The other is qiyamah you have never seen, but yet Allah ta'ala has informed you, and hence you still have doubt with regards to that in the way you carry on. Alhaakumu takathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, at-takathur, rivalry for abundance has beguiled you, it has deceived you. And that deception will come to an end when you visit the qabr, you visit the maqbara, the qabrastan, and that is when you go there forever and ever. Then we will realize that this is a total different alam, this is a total different world. Huwa Allahu fi samawati wa fil ard. It is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is that being in the skies, wa fil ard, and in the earth. In other words, we are on this earth, it is Allah that is our Rabb. We go to alame akhirat, alame barzakh, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the life in the qabr. We go to akhirat, it is the same Allah. That Allah that has imposed upon us rules and regulations, that same Allah is going to stand, and Allah Ta'ala is going to take the hisab on the day of Qiyamah. Ya'lamu sirrakum wa jahrakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your sir. Allah Ta'ala knows your inner secrets, what you may keep in your heart, and you will not say to the, and you will not reveal it to the most bosom of your friends. You will not talk about it. But that thought Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of. Wa jahrakum, and whatever you reveal. So what you conceal, what you reveal, all of it is known to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In this world, when somebody says something, we will have evidence about it. In fact, we wait for it to come into writing, so we'll have more evidence. But as far as Allah Ta'ala is concerned, there is no difference between the thought in the heart and with the speech of a person. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُونَ. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knows what you do insofar as your deeds are concerned. All of it is known to Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu alayka.